It kind of looks like the people with high PD-L1 levels don't really need the second drug, but is that actually the way it works in practice?
Yeah, so that's the data. And again, this is this problem of not routinely using PD-L1 testing in practice confounds, you know, your ability to leverage that data. So if you're a practitioner who, you know, follows the script that I was just, you know, kind of laying out there and saying, okay, well, look, we don't have a credible assay that, you know, relates to the data produced in these trials, then I'm kind of stuck, which is, you know, frankly, my view, at least, you know, from the most evidence-based perspective. So just revisit the data real quick, which is, you know, we have about a, you know, 15 to 20%, let's say 18% based on the published data, response rate difference in favor of PD-1 CTLA-4 combination, nivolumab, ipilimumab specifically in melanoma. So you do get a bump, you know, 40% to 58% in response rate. You have a progression-free survival difference that's about 10 to 12% depending on, you know, what time point you're looking at. As you track the population over time, there's a PFS difference. What we only learned about in 2017, first at AACR and then at ESMO with definitive overall survival data now published, is that there's a much more modest impact on overall survival. 5% delta absolute at 2 years, 6% at 3 years. So that gives you a kind of, you know, numerical picture of what that data looks like. So that's what we're wrestling with in terms of the data. Now, the apologies that are made are that that trial was not designed as an overall survival primary endpoint to make that comparison. But look, in clinical practice, this is what we're trying to decide between is combination versus monotherapy. And so most people look at that overall data and say, if PD-L1 testing is not part of my routine practice, then I've got to have a patient in front of me who's willing to put up with the risk of significant toxicity for the combination for that type of delta in terms of overall survival. And if this is a low disease burden patient that we're talking about, which was kind of scenario number one that we're considering, we now know that those patients can be taken through a sequence of PD-1 monotherapy and salvaged with still a 10% response rate with ipilimumab second line. We didn't know that 2 years ago, that ipilimumab retained its efficacy as a salvage therapy. And I admit the 10% response rate doesn't sound like much, but remember, that's the profile of the drug that got it approved in the first place in 2011. So a low disease burden patient, in my view, with confidence can be counseled about a sequential approach, PD-1, CTLA-4. If they have a BRAF mutation, of course, you'd favor BRAF-MEK combination therapy before you ever went to a 10% response rate drug like ipilimumab. But this is where, you know, clinical practice, you know, wrestles right now with kind of how to think about sequencing targeted immuno. And again, this ipi-nivo combination data is so heavily weighing on this decision, with overall survival looking, if it's real, if it's even statistically, you know, real, it's a pretty slight difference, combination versus monotherapy, but not a slight difference in terms of toxicity.
Just to be clear, though, in terms of the sequential thing, when you give the ipi second line, are you also adding in a PD-1 inhibitor?
No, not routinely. That was a clinical trial concept that got kicked around a couple of years ago, the idea that maybe you need to keep the PD-1 around to be able to leverage the mechanism. We have only phase 2 level evidence that's now been published, though, that indicates that actually you don't do better than that, you know, 10-15% response rate with ipi-nivo combo as a salvage therapy. And with ipi itself having 10% response rate now documented in a couple large cohorts, I'd say that basically you're still tempting toxicity with that approach. And without, you know, more promising evidence than what I've just summarized, ipi as a monotherapy is the salvage.